nothing but net.
For the win, it's good. LeBron James at the buzzer.
Deep shot.
Nothing but net.
I'm gonna echo. I'm gonna need you to back up.
James Harden with a buzzer beater.
Bryant fires away.
It's good. 3-pointer for Kobe Bryant.
Nothing but net.
But 33.
We in the building. We there, Maze.
The big 33.
What's going, Maze? And young up IV.
6'4".
Austin.
Yeah, nothing but net is the name of the pod. How you fellas doing?
Kofiti, niko salama sana.
What happened to Suns in 4, Maze?
I very relaxed.
Suns in 4.
Austin, I got you covered. Manze, we check it. Andy, tuko episode 33. Niambia any player iconic when you think of the number 33 in basketball?
Scottie Pippen.
Uh-huh. Andy?
I can't think of anyone else.
Bud?
Larry Bud, yes.
Kareem. But today I want to talk about the man Pippen.
Yeah. Scottie Pippen.
Yeah. Yes.
Because he's very opinionated.
Very strongly. And apparently there's a book coming out.
By Pippen?
Yes, called Unguarded.
Yes.
It's time he got his money now. He never got his money. Now he can get his money.
Actually, there's talking about his money. There's someone in an interview. So he says, and excerpt from the book, he says he made his money sticking with the Bulls. It was long term. If he would have moved, he'd have made more money, but only during his playing career. So he's saying he's good.
Okay.
But now the book is meant to address a lot of things.
So what exactly do you want to talk about?
Everything he says. First of all, he talks about KD.
Mm-hmm.
He says KD is not LeBron in so many words, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. That KD has never been that guy for his team. And when the chance came, didn't happen. Another hot take he has is he says Phil Jackson is racist.
Oh yeah, wow. Because of some decisions he made.
Yeah.
Yes. And how do you feel about that?
I don't know what to...
We know you rate Phil Jackson as high as possible.
Even I rate Phil Jackson.
I do. I think every basketball fan does.
Yeah.
Austin, you don't?
Okay, I do.
Mm-hmm.
To a level of degree, but after reading his sentiments, I can now piece a few things together. The way Pippen was treated at Bulls during that time by Phil Jackson. That's now, it comes to light to the fore that, hey, this is what was happening. And now that Pippen has actually highlighted it,
mm-hmm.
it makes sense.
Yeah, because there's a book Phil wrote in 76 where he talks of the dominance, basically mental dominance of white players over black players. But guys, let this slide. So thinking, maybe that was in the 70s, his thinking was backward. But again, in 99, he says, I don't mean to say that as a snide remark towards a certain population, but they have a limitation of their attention span.
What?
A lot of it is probably due to too much rap music going on in their ears and coming out their being.
Okay.
And it goes on.
And again,
on.
In 2005, Phil Jackson says, when he was asked about the player's dress code, I think it's important that the players take their end of it, get out of the prison garb and the thuggery aspect of basketball that has come along with hip-hop music in the last 7 or 8 years.
Negro, please. Basketball represents the culture. It's more or less like an extension of black disenfranchisement on the court. This is the only place, this is one of the few places that you find talented African-Americans excelling in.
Mm-hmm.
You find them that they excel in this and they get college scholarship and go to Ivy colleges that they would only dream of going to. And then they end up in the NBA. And yet you tell them that it's something that of a mental block and saying white
supremacy. It's basically that,
that's just Trump speak.
Yeah.
It's just Trump speak.
Oh, I was also shocked. I didn't. And Nani was asked about this.
I'm actually, I didn't hear that, but I'm livid right now.
Yeah. Actually, I saw the story, so I started doing a bit more research and I got this up and I was like, whoa. So it's been out there.
On this subject, let's pod. Let's pod.
Yeah.
I bumped into a video of a babe giving a very, very hot take. And it was a very unpopular opinion. And there was a disclaimer before she started speaking.
Yeah.
Saying that, okay, it was a warning. Like, do you have anything that you do want or you've wanted to say, but you know you saying this is going to do more harm than good, however much it's the truth. It's just how you see things.
Yeah.
Okay.
So according to this babe, integration was the biggest mistake that we ever did. Look at it this way. Why not disassemble the whole car? You know, don't make a car operate like this and then bring in these spare things and then make the car such that the parts that were added were just because, you know, they could be of use to the car, as opposed to let's disassemble everything.
Okay.
And put it together now. That's what we did, you know, like everything was just white, and then now you had washrooms for colored people, you had sections for colored people. Now integration was supposed to break that barrier, right?
Yeah.
But now, how did they break it? They started bringing the black people into the white culture. I don't know whether my analogy now makes sense.
It does.
It does.
You know, yeah. Like now you're bringing them into your culture. That was their idea of integration, as opposed to, okay, let's break down the whole society. You know, both the black culture and the white culture. Let's break everything down and form one society from that. But instead of that, it was, okay, you know, we can put you here. You can work your ass off, you know, get education. Okay, you can graduate, move into this hood, blah, blah, blah.
It's more or less like...
What do you think?
It's more or less like colonialism when you put it like that. It's basically colonialism. I'm trying to change your way of thinking to suit mine. I'm trying to rebuild you, to so to speak, so that you come out being refined and not crass. So to the white people, I think that actually is good, because you might find a white person, even when I was studying in the US, you'll find somebody telling you that you do know that you're not in the right place right here, right? Or they'll
like straight up,
yeah, they'll just tell you that you're not supposed to be here. You're here because you're funded by our government, or you were given a scholarship.
How are you dealing with that?
Bro, it was... You are not allowed to be pissed because you're a foreigner.
Oh, then you'll become that angry black guy.
Yes, exactly.
No, you'll
just fit into the narrative that they want you, that they want to push. So, like, so many times cops would flag you down. They'll be like, you do know that you're not supposed to be walking around here, right? This is a white only, like, it's populated by certain community. Yes.
Whoa.
It was an affluent community. So for you to actually be there, you're either pushing drugs, or you're in a gang, or you're just about to commit a crime.
You couldn't be rich.
You
like you belong there.
Bro.
You wouldn't be walking.
Bro, this is Scottsdale. This is Scottsdale.
I don't know, bro. I've never been.
I'm telling you, this is Scottsdale, where John McCain, may his soul rest in peace, wanted to be sworn in if at all he was going to win the, was it 2012 election or 13? Yeah, 2012 election. Yes, 2012 election. He wanted to be sworn there. It's a rich folks place. It's Beverly Hills, Scottsdale. Bro,
everybody who goes on retirement goes there. So back to our point, it's when it comes to racism, there's still a long way. And it's so, nowadays it's so subliminal that guys will just say, you know what, no. But the woke culture has actually helped the whole situation. Nowadays, you can't just throw around like something like, say, you know, you're not, you're in the wrong crowd. You'll be called out.
Let me ask you guys something. Mm-hmm. The same way we almost had a breakaway league in football.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If, say, LeBron, Shikanaz with CP3, you know, and a couple of other, you know, maybe Johnson, Magic, you know,
mm-hmm.
just Shaq, get a couple of people who can flex financially,
yeah,
and start our own league. A breakaway league from the NBA. Just it's like a business run by black people, basically.
Wow, that's a very
do you think that would be a successful venture?
Yes. Yes and yes.
It would be successful, but I don't think it would solve the problem. If you had to call it a problem.
Now,
we'll just become them.
No. Now with them in power. Because I like the more we know we don't know, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like generally, I think we all feel like it's just a white man running the game.
Yes. It is, right? It is. The big dogs in most of the
exactly. Yeah. And that gives us trust issues because we know, okay, basically the black man is not inclined to be as successful. Like this system is just supposed to oppress you, make the most out of you, get the most out of you, and then we just kick you out.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, wouldn't there be so much peace knowing that that's not likely to happen in this league? And where a male player and a female player can get the same equal things from resources to the pay? Wouldn't that be like fixing things? And it's not closed out to other communities. No, it's open to anyone and everyone.
Yeah.
It's just a platform where equality is guaranteed and that security, mm-hmm. that black people always need, that safety, so that I can even play the sport without having to worry about this or that, about coaches telling me not to sink in this free throw so that we get the number one pick next season, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
Free of all that corruption. I know it sounds like a utopian kind of...
The corruption will still be there.
But are you seeing where I'm coming?
I get the angle you're
So, so coming, now looking at it that way, do you think it would be a successful venture?
Still, yes and no.
Okay.
Yeah, because they'll be there. There's corrupt elements all over. So there'll be those two issues here and there.
Mm.
But the bigger picture, like having the big dogs, having inclusivity. Yeah, that's a yes. That would work.
Okay. That's just my thoughts. Because this whole racism story, bro, it's a narrative that's going on like, and on and on and on.
And Phil Jackson,
and on.
I'm actually so disappointed to hear that.
I found this out like I was reading on this like I think an hour before you guys walked in. So I'm also still like
just say
that's why Scottie Pippen was like he wasn't even afraid to say it live on air.
Yeah,
like
in an interview.
Up,
yeah,
in an interview, he's racist.
Yeah,
straight up.
Yeah, he's like yeah,
racist. Yeah. And he, like he was asked, "Are you not afraid?" But he was like, "But it is what it is." Like
yeah.
He's calling it as it is.
Yeah.
He's a Hall racist of Fame guy.
Coach.
Yeah. And okay, just to wind up on the Pippen thing.
Mm.
He also claims there'd be no six rings without him and he was the true leader of the Bulls.
It's
the jury's still out on that. We all know who the true leader was.
Juxtaposition.
Who we think was. Because he also claims, he goes on to claim that a lot of the camera angles used for Last Dance were Michael's cameras. Like the game which Pippen was complaining about the shot Kukoc took.
Yeah. Mm.
But then he talks again of the shot that Steve Kerr took.
Yes.
In Last Dance, we are shown Jordan telling Steve Kerr his son will take the shot.
Yeah.
But Michael apparently said that only to his cameras. That wasn't the play.
See, the more you know, the more you don't know.
I am like, whoa, I'm waiting for that
I keep
book.
Telling you, Jordan is that guy, book. Bro. Jordan is that guy.
Do you guys feel that Jordan was a snake?
I wouldn't say snake.
Not snake, but Last Dance was sort of like his Bible.
It was so choreographed.
Yeah.
But this is the thing. I'm not surprised because in life, and we've seen this, we've experienced this even firsthand.
Yeah.
When your kitchen is burning, you know what's going on inside that kitchen.
Yeah.
But there's someone out there who is seeing the house burning from outside.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to give their version of reality.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody, you're allowed, you're entitled to your own opinion, to your own perception of reality and your own interpretation.
Yeah.
That's okay. It doesn't change the story. It doesn't change what's going on inside that burning kitchen. And it's those guys who are inside that kitchen and anyone who is getting in to help put down that fire that knows Wagwan. You get me? So, yeah. Jordan doing this, it's him, bro. He gave us a whole movie based on himself, and I can't emphasize this enough. The whole universe depending on one man for the sport.
So, what is Amir Chicago Bulls?
Bro, now at the end of the day, this is my working theory.
Uh-huh.
Anybody who's extremely good at something, the other side of the coin is equally as yoked. That's my theory.
I think
hate to mention this, but
I think there's some truth in that.
I hate to mention it, but now I'm not surprised.
Jekyll and Hyde kind of situation, right?
Yeah. Cosby.
Ooh,
wow, bro, you're going there.
See,
Michael Jackson.
See, you never know Wagwan. It's everybody's version of the truth. It's everybody's version of reality.
Yeah.
So I'll allow it. Now we are going to get Scottie Pippen's side of the story. If someone else, if Steve Kerr decides, you know what? Even me, I'm doing an autobiography.
Even Rodman is like you.
Even Rodman decides, come on, buy a Netflix. They're doing WWE. Let me give you something even better and more entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Bring that big budget over here, I show you.
Yeah.
Trust me, we're going to get things from his side.
Yeah, but I think the man has gems. From the few apart from the few scandals, it looks like a very interesting read once it comes out.
Take the good human beings.
It would have been a good motion picture, though.
It would have been too hot on the heels of Nini. After it would have looked like after Last Dance. Maybe years to come, we might get it.
HBO.
But you see, Mike had his own cameras. Maybe Pippen didn't. So he went to get all the footage.
Mike is a brand on his own. So
whatever.
What he has. That pen, my friend.
Maybe people didn't have those resources. He'd have to get NBA footage.
Out of curiosity, does anyone now have the
Phil Jackson?
Do
you have
yes on Fraudwatch?
No, not on Fraudwatch. I thought we've changed our feeling. Actually, Fraudwatch.
Actually. See, guys, this do you see how I end up having like three?
We are allowed to have like three.
Because so
I had two.
Do we just get into Fraudwatch right
yes,
now?
Yes, please, 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 please.
Okay. The floor is yours, Austin. Go ahead.
My first fraud. Phoenix fucking Suns. Phoenix fucking Suns. How the fuck do you lose at home?
Clips
3-1.
Clip set
to Clippers.
Yo,
you allowed Reggie Jackson to run our floor.
They injured your key player, bro. That's how. Had Booker play the whole game, that was a
no, bro. Win. No. We're in our own turf,
okay.
Andy.
Okay.
Uko ile high school yenye ilikuwa inaitwa nini?
St. Charles Luanga.
Uko St. Charles Luanga.
Mm.
And then some kid from Maseno comes and wants to run your court. How? That's your floor.
Your
cannot happen.
Yes.
Why? Why? Honestly speaking, I was yani leo asubuhi nilikuwa na kas. Fraud number 1.
Okay.
Fraud number 2. The LA Clippers. Surely speaking,
you mean the team that beat you?
Yes.
That put the Suns on fraud watch and are on fraud watch.
Yes. The reason as to why the Phoenix Suns.
And then the fraud watch is the league. The league that allowed the Suns and the Clippers to be in there.
It's them.
Only
it's them not wanting to admit that Kawhi is out for the season.
What?
They're just making him look at your mambo ya day to day monitoring. I don't know, doubtful.
Yeah, they
just say the man is out.
Mind games. They want to keep you.
Why do you want to put us on edge like that? Some of us are just
because it's very.
No, sema tu hayuko.
And it's clearly working.
Sema tu hayuko.
It's clearly working.
See how worked up you are,
bro.
Okay, sawa.
Oh
so,
my
so,
God.
So umeka Clippers on Frodo Chpia.
Yeah, and also Phil Jackson.
Na Phil Jackson.
Fucking racist.
Okay. Malik De.
Yes.
Uneka na nini mungine Frodo Watch?
Me, Phil Jackson. To your story, Jackson. Bro,
Jackson.
Eh? Phil nani?
Jackson.
Oh. imeni Katsia, yeah. So,
he's a man.
Phil
he's
Manze.
A
man. He has how many rings? 11 or something.
Thereabout.
Jeez.
Imekubwa sana.
Eh, deadly.
Hata ni kwa memzi amenibo mimi mazie. Eh. But bev.
By the way, do you know I have him on stargazing?
Checky. Now,
oh, so umejieka Frodo watch?
Mimi.
Yeah.
Oh, see, no. Like... Now I don't look like Pat Bev.
Wow.
I got my hair did. Yeah, new hair who this, bro. Yeah, I'm not looking like the man them no more. That guy, the way, okay. There was a foul that looked like a flagrant foul, but it wasn't on Chris Paul.
Game?
The latest game, that game 5.
Game 5, yeah.
Yes, the game that you guys lost.
Okay. The one he made fun of.
Yes. Now, it's very unsportsmanlike for you to... I mean, you, first of all, you're the most annoying player in the NBA. You know,
he's not annoying. He's not annoying. He's
annoying.
He's just industrious.
Mm-mm.
Bro.
Dennis Schroeder is industrious. This guy is just annoying.
Annoying in what sense? I don't get how you guys say that.
When he gets under your skin by...
Bro,
Hear me out.
I'm sorry. My bad.
You asked a question.
Land.
Yeah? So, when... Say there's a foul. Yeah? And maybe you're not happy about the referee's call.
Yes.
And maybe the other player exaggerated the foul. These things that as a sportsman, emotionally, you can allow yourself to get frustrated.
Mm.
But now mocking the situation like that, now that just looks immature. It looks bad.
And you saw what you told him after? You went and told him, he sold it. He sold it or something.
Yeah, you sold it. That he said something along those lines. Yeah. Imagine after he's done that mocking and imitating and all that, then he comes and he tells you, yeah, you sold it well. Like, it's so, for me and to me, it's so unsportsmanlike and I hate it. I can't stand it. Like, these times I can't stand watch Pat Bev play. I just can't.
He's one of those guys, as a teammate, you'd love him, but as an opponent, you'd fucking kill him.
Now, the award, the Oscar of the day. Yeni bazenga, yeni baba yao. Ayayaya, bazu mwenyewe. Pale Frodo watch number one.
Yeah.
Chris Paul.
Bro, what was
the
that?
The Oscar goes to Chris Paul.
What was that PG did to
him? Your point, God.
You agree?
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
First of all,
he slows the game.
What was that, bro?
Like, he slows the game.
That extra, bro. We get it, you fell. And I looked at that clip a couple of times, and he kind of landed on Pat Bev's shoe.
Like, yeah.
Like,
on the heel.
Yeah, on the heel, like his back. And you know, your spine, the tail of your spine is very sensitive.
Yeah.
So I can see how he'd respond like that. But yo, my guy did a few extra squams. I was like, nah. Nah, I'm not with it, bro. I'm not buying
the squams that Neymar pulls, right?
Yes, those ones. And it's not the first time I'm seeing this. Like, he's a better actor than LeBron James. I'm sorry. He deserves the
Oscar.
You do
know you're touching a raw nerve by mentioning that name.
I didn't hear no one disagree, though.
Okay.
Thank you.
I was just putting it out there.
Yeah, so I have him too on my
phone. On fraud watch. Yeah, one more fraud I have is the officiating in the league still. The same game. They called what's his name? Pat Bev for a flagrant one on that.
Mm-hmm.
Then a few plays later, I don't know who from Phoenix elbowed Clippers player.
It was
on break, nothing. Right?
It was on break.
I remember.
Yeah.
And so, it wasn't called, and they got really frustrated.
Yep. Yeah.
As a player, it tests you emotionally. I won't even lie. Yeah. Yeah, you just have to keep your head in the game. Cool it down, cool it down, cool it down. Tuingia stargazing hivyo hivyo ama?
Yes.
Middleton. That's it for me.
Chris Middleton.
Chris Middleton. He, the most skilled player. He is the Robin Hood.
No.
Yes.
No.
He is the Robin Hood in Bucks.
We want
and my
to make
man
him
Giannis
the Robin Hood.
Is... What? Okay. Then let me say this. He is the Batman in Bucks and Giannis is the Robin. No, no objections.
I had Chris Middleton and Pat Bev on my stargazing.
On your stargazing.
Yes.
Also, yo, PG, yo, yo. What he did to your point, God.
Playoff P in the house.
And no one's really talking, but it's okay. It's okay.
It's fine, but those are things that happen.
Ah, also,
it's normal.
Scoring 20 plus points in 18 games plus postseason, every game is not something you see every day. So my man, let's give him a fresh slate. To achana na my nicknames ovyo, pandemic peace, genie.
Unajua, it's all up to him. By the way, it's all.
No.
It's all
nicknames. This is the thing. No,
it's all on him.
Unatiki shida. Ndio shida sasa. Unajua mbona? Juu ameperform vizuri sahi, and then the next maybe 2-3 games acheze vibaya, utasema pandemic peace back.
It's all games na matter, Andy.
See, bro,
it's all
no.
about that.
No, it's the potential that amekushu. Unajua ni aje? Me, I can do this.
Since Pacers, but don't get potential, bro.
Certainly don't get potential. What I mean is,
yeah,
you have
Pacers.
Seen what he is capable of. Umeteki. No. Unona.
But PG doesn't deliver when it comes to big games.
Andy anapenda ku reward mediocrity tu sana.
No, mimi sipendi ku reward mediocrity. Mimi napenda kupatia wase flowers zao mali wananyimwa.
Za mediocrity.
Mali wananyimwa.
Flowers unapatiana but za mediocrity.
Okay, simpatie nini? Paul basi flowers zake za ku achieve kitu kama hiyo haijakuwa achieved before na wase wengine. The last time ilikuwa nani Kobe. Akutakuwa na mse mwingine, simpatie flowers zake. That's the thing. Ubad mind tu.
Not
mina,
bad.
Mina,
not
mina
being
dunga,
bad,
no,
mind.
Unajua mbona? I needed to give him his flowers. Unajua kesho kutwa kuna kata kuja back na that nickname. Aseme o pandemic peace back just because of a bad game. Negro, please.
Okay.
Stargazing hapo amepi.
Stargazing yako ni nani?
Solidify hapo sasa.
Stargazing yangu napatia KPA, men and women's teams. They've gone for a tournament in Malawi. It was called Mzurikaka Tournament from the 12th to the 15th of June. And they won both categories, both men and women.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah, so big
nice.
Shout out
big
to
up.
KPA.
There's something I wanted to run by you guys. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's high time that the NBA cut down the best of seven series to, say, a best of three?
No.
I like seven.
It works.
An odd number,
but
like that's a guarantee. That's a proper guarantee.
Best of three is an odd number.
No. Three is kidogo sana. Like, do you see how much can happen in between?
Don't you see the way it's taking a toll on players? Like, say, we can have best of seven. Like, say, Western Conference Final. Like the conference finals,
and then the main.
Yes,
but the other games are fewer.
Best of three, like same is best of three. Yeah, same as
best of
three.
Maybe best of five. Okay, I think that would have worked this season because the postseason was pretty short.
Yes.
Teams were resting up to 88 days between the finals and the opening games.
But
this season, yes, but for other seasons, I'm for the seven-game series.
This season was special. It was unique.
Proper. Manze, you win four games, you are the winner. There's no ati. That's proper. That's...
I'm not saying four games.
No, I'm saying...
No. Like,
in a best of seven games,
you can't come back from four.
Yeah.
As in you deserve to win that tie.
You can't come back from four.
You deserve to win that tie.
So in this season, everything was unique about this season from the bubble, bro. Like, this season cannot be touched. So seven really works. Whoever came up with that algorithm, quote unquote... Yeah, it really works.
Best of seven for both of you.
Mm.
Yeah, I
do understand you though, cause fatigue.
Yeah, fatigue has been checking in, and you see the ilk of so many talented players like Kawhi Leonard being out, and it's all pegged on fatigue.
Yeah,
and I really really feel for them.
Mm-hmm.
I would have loved to see the claw playing the finals, because it's not the finals without him there.
Yeah.
There's some level of oomph in all that, and I know they would have blown us away if he was fit.
I'm not subscribing to that. I'm not denying that. It's not the playoffs with him. Like, do you see the current? No, I understand. Do you? Okay, the thing is, we are comparing it to what we know. I'm open to seeing Wagwan this season.
He has a track record, unlike PG.
It's fine.
He's a clutch player.
And we've seen that before, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So why not see something different now? Why not see other guys? Why not see
other guys have been...
Young grab a championship? Okay. Okay. You understand me?
If you bring in the angle of other players from other teams, that's fine. But retaining the same mediocrity under the pretext of, say, somebody like Paul George.
Mediocrity. Give this. You see, ata tujafika game ingine. Ishakuwa mediocrity maze.
But he's not consistent. He just crumbles, bro.
We've seen more of the bad than the good.
It's more or less like Phoenix right now. It's more or less like Phoenix right now. Our inexperience is showing.
Okay, by the way, last time we were here, you were shouting Suns in 4. Now you've gotten to game 5. We're recording this on the 30th of June.
29th.
It's going 29th to game 6. June. Yeah, it's going to game 6.
Yeah, it's going to game 6. So, yeah. Phoenix in?
You said Phoenix in 4.
Oh, yeah, last time
Phoenix
was
in 6 at the finals.
Wow. Yeah, now we've changed to?
Wow.
Exactly. So, living the moment. My thing is, my man was living in the moment, right?
Uh-huh.
He had hope in his team. Still, you still have hope in your team,
unfounded,
right?
Unfounded, but yeah.
Unateki. So, the same way.
Did you hear what I said?
What?
I said our inexperience came into play.
Okay, so Clippers in?
No, we still have a fighting chance.
Call
Kawhi
it.
Is not there.
Phoenix in?
Some are
game
7.
Six. In 6, so yes. The next game you're wrapping it up.
Okay. Yeah, Mina sema 7, Mazi.
Suns in 7.
Clippers are wanted. He ought to push game 7, Mazi.
Suns in 7.
You already behind.
Clippers in 7.
You guys up 3-2, Mazi. Una expect nini?
Okay.
I want to see a game 7.
Yeah, that would be explosive.
Yeah. That's what your girl said last night. Let's talk about Jason Kidd, Mazi.
Wait. Shout out to Jinx. Talking about the Clippers Suns series, he says, ain't nobody beating this team, talking of his team, the Clippers. Mm. They've been too resilient. He says, a Kawhi-less Clippers are winning the chip and they are coming back for back-to-back.
I think they're already struggling without Kawhi.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be hard for them to win a chip without Kawhi. I think that's far-fetched.
If they're facing the Hawks, I feel they may.
They may?
They may. May. But if they're facing the Bucks, no. I don't see it.
What if the Bucks are whooped?
By?
What do you mean by Hawks?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Bucks are running away with this. By the way, what's Nani's condition? Young's?
Trae Young's?
Yeah.
They marked him as doubtful as of recording this podcast when I checked the NBA website.
And they're going to game 4 now, yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, it's game 4 tomorrow morning, right?
Yeah. Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning. But now that's the problem. An unhealthy Hawks might not even make it. That's the problem now. Because my man got that Kai injury, he was out, they lost that game.
We know you're just from Migos. You, Amigos, and Insha.
Now, I'm a West Coast guy, but I love it here as well. I love the Migos. You know, I love the South. Sikatai. But Mr. Kim to dismiss anyone. You know, you're so fixated on... Yeah, I know history has a part to play. Patterns do apply. I get it. You work with what you have seen. Like, take it. Tell me to prove here.
By the way, do you know I have another fraud? All sports are frauds.
Okay.
Sports is just an idler's thing, an idler's morphine or something.
No. Please speak for
Honestly
yourself.
Honestly speaking, what was that emotion that Sans put me through? You know, I'm just sitting here. I'm wondering. Najiuliza ni nini hawa watu wananipitisha through.
Furahi wamekufisha.
Why exactly?
Furahi wamekufisha conference. When was the last time you were in 11 years?
When was the last
time you were in 11 years?
Drought.
Imagine.
Nasoma Bible kulikuwa na drought ingine Egypt 7 years, maze.
By the way,
you umekuwa nayo, maze. Nga.
You've been reading the Bible.
Alafu Joseph ndio amewapatia food munazusha. Ndio Israelites, maze. Ndio manam kufika.
Is the finals
ikona stress? You ungrateful bastards, maze.
Is the finals ikona stress?
Bada.
Manze, these emotions, you say. Mbaka TJ was asking me on the 3-2 game was today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was asking me, Dad, why do you watch these games and then you shout very early in the morning?
Tell him he'll know soon enough. he will understand.
He'll be like, Dad, be the one asking him to stop shouting.
Are you mad? He's asking me, Dad, are you angry? I said, no, I'm not angry. Are you angry at me? No. Then why? So you just stop watching them. I said, okay, I'll try.
Man has a point. My man has a point. You know, like, you should look after your own health. Your own son is concerned.
Why are you so passionate about these things, man?
It's yeah, just you tell us. You're the one who's really attached to them. You and Malik.
Sons of our sons.
Oh my God. Exactly. Exactly, man, nigga.
Yo, Jason Kidd mazi ametoka ile. Ameenda Dallas Mavs. As the main coach.
Yeah, na Doncic hapo.
Mazi unachekiaje?
Good move. What
akachafua next season ama?
Role players too bado.
Eh, okay, sawa.
Okay, because we know what Doncic can do. Jason Kidd is arguably a good coach, a decent coach.
Mm-hmm.
So ni akina Porzingis wa step up too. Na atakuwa na squad fitty.
And the rumors of Dame moving from Portland to Lakers, now that would be a trade. Because
but he quelled those rumors in that presser. There was a presser that he did on Monday.
Tuonyeshe paper. Tuonyeshe paper ndio tutaamini, bro. Rappers and sportsmen, mazi, si tunatakanga kuona karatasi. We don't buy anything else because they've showed us things. Is that the general feeling out there that LeBron and AD need a shooter? A strong guard. Is that the general feeling in the world of LA?
I think so, because Bron's getting older. His explosiveness, his athleticism will dwindle off.
He's now doing movies.
He'll
retirement plan iko set,
mazee.
Sawa.
Blueprint na MJ, mazee. Kijana wako sawa.
By the way, I low-key hate that he did that movie.
Which movie? Coming out July.
I don't care. When did this nigga do that movie? As in,
Space
Apple,
Jam is a big franchise.
No,
bro,
Apple alijeka kwa shadow na nika bisa.
Yeah, MJ.
Ilev, like, the wearing the 23 jersey sawani, but the movie.
Someone had to do it, mazee.
It's coming out July 16th.
PG, mseka PG gange do.
Azi, yezi kwa PG.
Watu wakona time, watu wakona.
How
are we elsewhere? Watu wakona elsewhere.
Mazata tuchamailize episode. Madis zishanza kukuja za PG.
No, but by the way, Bron.
You've been taking major swipes at Clippers.
Bron ungefanya yo move.
You and the admin.
Malik mwata kwa msia wakwanza kuangali yo Space Jam. Mazusi mwone hivi.
Yeah, there's another transfer story ilitokea.
Okay.
I'd mentioned it earlier, like three, four episodes ago. Siakam to GSW.
Oh, and you wrote it off. Exchange of you wrote Andrew. It off.
Yes.
Yeah, because we just got not Andrew Wiggins.
Wiseman and number 7 pick.
Wiseman, because we just got Wiseman and he was very promising at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
So that's why we like wrote it off completely. Like, nah.
Bro,
we just got this guy, but it makes a lot of sense.
Steph,
it makes a lot of sense.
Steph,
rather.
Clay, alafu Wiseman, na Siakam afumpatia na Wiggins.
Ah, zizi, acha tubaki na Wiggins. Acha tubaki na Wiggins.
For real, I would die. Me a trade Siakam for Wiggins.
No, tubaki na Wiggins, one room ingine naende maze.
Nani, Wiseman?
Wiseman, eh.
But you know, Wiseman, he's on the rookie contract, so that's 2 years.
Yeah,
so
he has to complete his 2 years.
This transfer can happen right now.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Rookies,
it's a minimum of two.
2 years.
One year.
Where did they see that?
Yeah, I also saw that. Then I went to check the rookie contract. It says it's a minimum of 2 years.
And that's not likely to change?
No. So possibly me, I'm thinking you guys give up Wiseman.
Oh, na nyim kipe, okay, mkipe wa dem, mnapeana nani?
Hey. Hey.
There are a lot of people. We, baggage ni mingi. Baggage ni mingi za ku offloaded pale.
Ni wengi sana, ni wengi.
Watu wawili, two people for dem.
Kuzma.
Neza patiana Kuz.
Mm.
Neza patiana
KCP
Schroeder.
Schroeder, wewe wasiwae Lakers mazi.
Wasiwae
kwenye
Dennis Schroeder.
For them, yes.
Bro.
Lezeni hapo kwenye comment section mazi tuambie ni wasiwae elimu na pia na nani for them. Two people have to go for them.
Violence, eh? Yeah? You chose violence.
No, for Schroeder is an asset you can't afford.
Yeah.
But mimi seems ya waele. Nyenye wao ndo wanajua wasiwae elimu better. Mm. Yo mimi nitatia hapo nimeacha wasiwae elimu.
Any other thing?
Yeah, there's a shout out to there's cartoon artwork on Instagram. He does some dope art. He's done a few NBA players and he also listens to the pod. So he sent this message. Listening to the pod gives me such a season review. And he called it on game one that GSW wouldn't get to the playoffs.
We...
And for two wounds.
Nisawa, ina shida. I healed. I moved on.
Do you
on.
Think you guys are going to come back strong in the next season?
Nangoja kuona after the transfers trades. Na trades.
Okay.
Yeah, because itakuwa also damn Clay mazi. Clay needs to come back.
Oh yeah, by the Nini was done. The draft lottery was done.
Oh yeah. I'm not really excited about it. Do Golden State zitu kwa number what? I don't know what pick we got, like number 7 or something.
Let me just
something.
Pull that up real quick. Yeah, number 1, we have the Pistons. Number 2, the Rockets. 3, Cavs. 4, Raptors. 5, Orlando. 6, OKC. 7, GSW. You guys have 7th and 14th. That's not bad at all. Starting in there. Oh, and by then now, there's a new NBA ball from next season. I don't know if you guys saw that.
No.
Switching from Spalding to Wilson.
Really?
Wilson yenye tulikuwa tunacheza nayo high school.
Yep. Wilson is the official.
Wilson
is
jiona sana by the way.
And even during the Basketball Africa League, it was the official ball for the ball.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so now they are...
And it's actually a better ball than Spalding anyway.
But Spalding is iconic, man.
Yeah, it's just the name. You're just...
No, but inategeme umetumia
product loyalty. Nikama...
Skia.
Inategeme umetumia Spalding gani. It really depends.
Yeah.
Because my whole life... tangu nianze kucheza basketball the best ball I have used ni litumio nikiwa class 5 na sije yona tena yo balls they take it tena kuna story tushia chapi hapa mimi na Malik kuna boys wao ile alikuwa mtu inaitwa Saika anaitwa Boy na Nimu those guys invested in a basketball I have never seen or felt before my whole life till today sije yona na sije mali waliitoa
na ili last for years
ile hata una vile nyuna sema hii ita last miaka hii na mnachezea kwa lana.
Manze, for real, for me, it really depends. Spalding.
Manze, kuna balls ingine, uta dribble, and then the next pro, like say, unaichezea for like, tuseme kitu kama 5 games, and then unapata grip imeisha.
Yo ndio shida sasa.
Or the guys who use the indoor court balls, outdoor. It's a problem.
True. Handling very true.
Inakuwa different.
Na radio indo kutuku si mob. Wait, yeah. tulikuwa na mashout out or something. There's something you had mentioned kuna msali kwa metutumia. Or something.
Yeah, when he was cartoon
artwork.
Cartoon artwork, he was talking about GSW, saying he was listening to the old pods and you called about GSW not making the playoffs.
Now, let me take you guys back there. Mkiangalia season from where we were at. What have you learned about the decisions that you've made?
Shit happens. For me, it's as simple as that. Shit happens.
We could have done better.
Really?
You're still at it, bro. What do you mean?
We could have done better?
You could have swept everyone.
What?
Yeah.
That's what he means.
We could have done
you
better.
You could have swept everyone.
We could have swept these guys who are now giving us a problem.
Damn, me nige kwa Phoenix Suns, nige kwa like, damn, I should always remain optimistic and hopeful.
Bro.
Me, that's the lesson I've learned.
Stop being the optimist all the time.
But and what do you mean stop being the optimist,
too much bro? About history kwa optimistic na kwa kupatia safe flowers or deserve. Remember,
you want to take a jibe at me.
I've just been remembering something.
Wow.
Remember last season, who are the finalists? LA and Miami,
yeah.
Cindy.
Yeah.
Who was the star player for Miami?
Jimmy Buckets.
And was there any conversation about him this season?
No.
He's simply because, first of all, they didn't win the chip and he didn't replicate his form this season. Yeah. So in the PA story, Paul George, as in, how do you do it in its fullness?
Sawa. Sasa acha nikuulize swali. Does that make you question the capabilities of Jimmy Butler? Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
To some extent, yes.
Ah,
because he didn't win the
championship. What do you mean to some extent, yes?
He was there to win the championship. He didn't. But he put up brilliant performances. I won't deny.
So you don't question. So you're giving him his flowers for those performances, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Imagine it's as simple as that.
Flowers for mediocrity. Mediocrity.
Now it's mediocrity.
That's
wow.
That's the title.
Malik, when you listen back to this podcast, to touch it, take care of your product next time. You're able to malize, we wrap it up. Kuna my shout outs, my big ups, nini. We good. I handle Zetu, mtandao mneti.
At nothing but net KE on Twitter and Instagram, nothing but net KE @gmail.com.
So a shout to our producer Kid.
Yes.
Aleta kuongea matope.
After Neto tolewe na
aulewe. Alisema the only thing that the Suns are sweeping is the charity sweepstake.
Oh yeah, that's what he said.
That was foul.
That's what. See, mulimzoesha vibaya. He was a very peaceful guy. Psych. Anyway. Yo guys, until next time, adios, mazee.
Nothing but net.
For the win, it's good! LeBron James at the buzzer!
Deep shot!
Nothing but net.
I'm gonna echo. I'ma need you to back up.
James Harden with a buzzer beater.
Bryant fires away.
It's good! 3-pointer for Kobe Bryant!
Nothing but net.